Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
You know, I think that the handling of the contact tracing and those types of things is, everybody's getting more familiar with it. They're getting better at it. You know, we're all learning as we go, like we have been through this whole pandemic. But I think overall, I'm very pleased. I'd say it's a very successful fall at this point.
That was Wyoming High School Activities Association Director Ron Laird talking about the successful fall season for Wyoming sports. The Wyoming High School Activities Association has approved a mask mandate for all winter sports. WHSAA Director Ron Laird says winter sports will have stricter COVID-19 guidelines than the fall did. Now, this amid new restrictions imposed by Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon recently limiting the number of fans at sporting events. Indoor venues will only be allowed to just a 25% capacity or a maximum of 100 people. Masks and social distancing will be required at all sporting events. With the tragic passing of Roy Edwards, we knew there would be big shoes to fill in the Wyoming House of Representatives. Looking to fill those shoes is Chris Knapp. Knapp was just selected by the Campbell County Commissioners unanimously. If you'll recall, Edwards passed away on November 2nd, just one day before the election. Edwards on Election Day easily won re-election. According to County 17, Chris Knapp is a Campbell County resident that has served on more than 15 boards around the community. This past weekend, the 29th Annual Festival of Trees took place out at Camplex. The Festival of Trees event raised $290,000 for the Campbell County Healthcare Foundation. That makes 2020 the second highest amount raised for that particular event. The Campbell County Healthcare Foundation plays a pivotal role in improving healthcare all around the community. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.